And the demigods continue their prayers. O Lord, we offer our obeisances unto you. Your splendor is immeasurable. O embodiment of compassion, if you give us your mercy, then we can take shelter of your lotus feet. We can offer our respects and chant your holy names. All glories to you. You continually perform exciting pastimes in the hearts of your pure devotees. You always give pleasure to the king and queen of Vrindavan. Your wandering through the forests of Vrindavan nourishes it with the full extent of your compassion. You crush the conceit born of false ego. At every moment, you give joy to your devotees. To protect your own community, you are ready to destroy millions of enemies. O younger brother of Baladev, you are always fixed in the highest bliss. O worshipable one, you are the super excellent master of all arts. Everything about your character is pure and sublime. You astonish the heart with your sensational pastimes. Although you are all-pervading, you are rarely perceived. You are famous as Sri Hari because you remove all bad behavior from your servitors. You instantly favor a repentant soul who sincerely prays, O my Lord, you are the deliverer from material bondage. For so long I have not served you. Now please accept me and engage me in your loving service. You give inner strength to the repentant and take pleasure in protecting your devotees. You are an ocean of the finest qualities. You obliterate the pride of Cupid. Radhika always serves you and pleases you more than anyone else. Sri Radha, who has perfectly mastered the 64 arts, is the main support for all your astounding transcendental adventures. You create a jovial celebration by lifting Govardhan Hill. The mind of a humble and submissive person always dwells in you alone. You give everything in charity. Among millions of wise and venerable demigods like Brahma and Shiva, you alone have the power to award all auspiciousness and give ecstatic love to every living entity. Just by a glance, you can enlighten and liberate anyone. You fulfill the desires of one who is anxious to glorify your transcendental pastimes. Whenever you hear jingling ankle bells and the loud sound of various percussion instruments, such as the din-din drum played by the gopis, your heart leaps with a desire to relish pleasure pastimes. Your characteristic of being controlled by your devotees is your natural embellishment. Alas, you are very difficult to understand. Are your pastimes also inconceivable by Shankarshan? Indeed, you are truly transcendental. The impious can never comprehend you with their logic and arguments. You deliver one from the cycle of birth and death. Your playing is like the sporting of a mad elephant. You are spilling over with humorous pastimes, O Lord. Who can properly glorify you? Jnanis and mental speculators can never perceive the truth about you. Being completely pure, you exist beyond all contamination of the material energy. O peaceful one, what more can we say? You are the benefactor of everyone. You eternally exist as the sublime, mysterious one, beyond the injunctions of the shastras. O supreme controller, even Mahesh cannot fathom your pastimes, what to speak of Kuvera and the other celestials. O friend of humanity, please reside in our hearts. Your devotees become deeply satisfied whenever you manifest before them. The demigods, like us, have been severely oppressed by tyrants like Kamsa. Please enliven us by showing your mercy upon us. You are witty, clever, attractive, and enchanting. Your matchless prowess always benefits the thousands of gorgeous gopis. Your love is ever expanding throughout the day and the night. In enjoyment, you take the role and behave like a maddened elephant in the kunz as your handsome body appears like a mound of kajal. We constantly pray to your charming pastimes that surround you like a dazzling aura. Thus, the perfectly composed prayers of the demigods resounded throughout the atmosphere to enchant the hearts of everyone with the glories of Krishna. Brajraj Nanda, who has a jovial personality, ruled his kingdom with excessive affection. After the Govardhan pastime, the respectful men of Vrindavan approached Nanda Maharaj and they appealed to him. O King of Vrindavan, although you completely removed the fear and doubts we had about the stopping the sacrifice for Indra, due to our wealth and prestige, we are still somewhat contaminated with suspicion. In great amazement, we watched Indra send innumerable sun vitaka clouds to drown the world and completely wash away our village of Vrindavan. Your seven-year-old son, though, who is a fountainhead of youth, beautified with long tresses of curly hair, appears like the embodiment of sweet joy. We, with our own eyes, saw him pick up the massive mountain of Govardhan with his left hand and hold it for seven continuous days. Such a marvelous feat is very difficult even for Lord Shiva, the master of poverty. Just as an elephant easily plucks a lotus full of fragrant honey with its trunk, your son effortlessly picked up Giriraj. By doing this, Krishna turned the famous Indra, who is infatuated with unlimited anger, into an insignificant village goat. Therefore, we cannot understand the identity of this person who bewilders us and covers our knowledge. As soon as Krishna appeared in our village, he became the life and soul of everyone. His lips are as sweet as a banduli flower, yet he drank the deadly poison of Putana's breast, purified her, and made her his nursemaid. And one day, he showed up placed sleepy Krishna beneath the cart to take rest. Suddenly, just by kicking his delicate feet, which are softer than a bunch of Ashoka leaves, he smashed the cart and killed the hideous Sakatasura, who was hiding there. Thereafter, with the ring of his two arms, which break our patience and are unconquerable by men and demigods, he clutched the throat of the terrible windstorm demon Trinavarta and squeezed out his life. Then in the course of playing, he killed offensive demons like Vatsasura, Bakasura, and Agasura. In this activity, Krishna did not fight or even feel the least bit fatigued. By nature, this boy of yours is simply enjoying throughout the day and night. His ecstasy and loving affection seem to increase at every moment. We have never seen anyone with such unique, matchless beauty. You must have noticed all these things also. We beg you, therefore, to please reveal the truth about the real identity of your son. Maharaj Nanda laughed loudly in appreciation of the statements of the cowherd men. His lips refulgent with a glorious sweetness. Nanda said, O respectable cowherd men, please listen attentively and put your faith in my truthful words. Gargamuni, who has a pure and blissful mind, and who is adorned with the quality of omniscience, he performed the name-giving ceremony of my son. That great Muni dispelled the doubts and illusions about Krishna's identity by saying, there is no limit to the good fortune of your son. Even the Paramhamsas who have reached the zenith of knowledge cannot perceive the mysterious truth about him. In each of the four yugas, your son has appeared in four different colors. In Satyuga, he became the white-colored incarnation. In Treta Yuga, he proclaimed victory in a red color. In Dwapara Yuga, he appeared dark blue like a rain cloud. And in Kali Yuga, he comes in a white color. Gauga Muni continued, but once in the day of Brahma, he appears in a dark blue form as Krishna, and afterwards he appears in a yellow color. By his own desire and by his own spiritual power, he appeared as the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, he is also named Vasudeva, and he is equal to Narayan. And those who love him become free from all offenses, experience auspiciousness everywhere, and remain always satisfied. He is the only object of love for both men and women. And out of fear of him, no enemy comes here to Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj said, therefore, my dear coward men, you need not be afraid in this matter. My son Krishna acts for everyone's benefit in all respects. It is quite fitting that you have developed such affection for him. Do not allow the mood of awe and reverence, Aishwarya Bhav, to reduce the intensity of your friendly love to him. On its own, the mood of majesty, Aishwarya Bhav, is neither natural nor intimate. Do not, therefore, put yourself in distress by maintaining this mood of awe and reverence towards Krishna. Make this youthful son of mine the object of your compassion. Thus, relieved and satisfied, the residents of Vrindavan gladly return to their respective homes. Hare Krishna.